ಉಂಟು. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ ಇಂಡ್ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ದೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೇಟೇಜ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಕವರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 15 ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12. ವಿ ಸೆಂಟ್ ಯು ದ ರೆಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಹೋಮ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನಿಂಗ್, ಮೆನಿ ಗೀತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಉದ್ಧವ್ ಗೀತ್, ಭ್ರಮರ ಗೀತ್, ಭಿಕ್ಷು ಗೀತ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಮ್ಯಾಸ್ಕ್ಯುಲೈನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ತಾ, ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಡೆಡ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಫೆಮಿನೈನ್, ಫೆಮಿನೈನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೆಲೋಡಿ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೀಟರ್. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸಾಂಗ್, ಡಿವೈನ್ ಸಾಂಗ್. ಸಾಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಸಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಮೆಲೋಡಿಯಸ್ಲಿ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್, ಲೈಕ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಆ್ಯಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್, ಮ್ಯೂಸಿಕ್ naturally comes. Something when you enjoy, you start putting the emotion behind whatever you are singing. And Bhagavad Gita is such a text, when you start liking, the your voice itself becomes melodious. It's a text for the humanity. It's not confined only for the people of certain religion or certain country or certain time. It's an universal text. ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸೈಕಾಲಜಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಮೋ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್, ವೆದರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಸೇ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಷನ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್, ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್, ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. But the great achievers, they also go through the similar situation, but they go through the different same situation, but they never feel dejected, depressed. So secret is the mind. Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna, and again and again says, and you have to lift yourself by yourself. You, if you are unhappy, it's because of your mind. If you are happy, it is because of your mind. He says, Uddharer Atmanatmanam, with your own effort, you have to uplift. Do not depend on others to make you happy. You have to take a ownership to lift the game of your own life. And that is the message of Shri Krishna. You have to look after the mind. It's a super psychology. Enrich your mind. Enliven your mind. Then see how best you can excel. In the 16th chapter, towards the end, Shri Krishna says, to excel in your life, you should know the fundamentals. You should know that the last term I talked about Swadhyaya. You have to do the Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya, fundamentals you have to understand. Many people, they say, I'm not interested in theory. I just want to do yoga. Tell me which asana I can bend forward, back, twist, which one I have to do. Many teachers also, they are only catering that one. Theory is not important, just bend forward and back. You are okay. And Shri Krishna in the 16th chapter at the end, he says, Tasma shastra pramanam te karya akarya vivastito. ಜ್ಞಾತ್ವಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ವಿಧಾನೋಕ್ತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಕರ್ತು ಇಹಾರ್ಹಸಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿ. ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎನ್ ಇಂಜಿನಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಸಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಇಂಜಿನಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್. ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎ ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್, ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ for treating the patients. Whatever area you are in, you have to have a fundamentals. Use that one as an authority, and by then you know what to do, when to do. తస్మా శాస్త్ర విధానోక్తం కర్మ కర్తు ఇహార్హసి. వెన్ యు నో యువర్ ఫండమెంటల్స్, వెన్ యు నో ద థియరీ వెల్, యూ విల్ ఎక్సెల్ ఇన్ యువర్ లైఫ్. యు నో హౌ టు డూ పర్ఫార్మ్ యువర్ యాక్షన్, యు నో హౌ టు డూ ద కర్మ. అండ్ ఎట్ ద బిగినింగ్, ఇట్స్ ఎ 16 చాప్టర్ శ్రీకృష్ణ ఫినిష్డ్ విత్ దట్ వన్. ఇన్ ద 17 చాప్టర్ టుడే వీ విల్ డూ ద 17 చాప్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ టుడే ఆన్వర్డ్స్. అండ్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ అర్జున ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్, ఓ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, కృష్ణ హీ అడ్రెస్సెస్ లార్డ్ ఎస్ కృష్ణ, అండ్ సో అట్రాక్టివ్, యూ ఇన్స్పైర్ మై మైండ్. ఓ కృష్ణ, టెల్ మీ, సమ్ పీపల్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ థియరీ, దే డోంట్ గో బై ద టెక్స్ట్, ద శాస్త్ర దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్, దే స్టిల్ దే విల్ వాంట్ టు డూ ద థింగ్స్, దే జస్ట్ వాంట్ టు డూ ద థింగ్స్, దే డోంట్ గో బై ద రూల్ బుక్. అండ్ వెదర్ దట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్, వాట్ యు కాల్, ఇజ్ ఇట్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ సాత్విక్, ఇజ్ ఇట్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ తామసిక్, ఆర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యాజ్ రజసిక్, అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ ఇస్ దట్ వన్. అండ్ అండ్ అర్జున, శ్రీకృష్ణ ఫర్దర్ డైవ్స్ డీప్ ఇన్ టు దట్ వన్. అండ్ పీపల్ దే యాక్ట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దేర్ ఓన్ నేచర్, దే ఓన్ నేచర్. వెదర్ ఐ స్టడీ ద టెక్స్ట్ ఆర్ నాట్, ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ద డే ఐ డూ అకార్డింగ్ టు మై నేచర్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ యువర్, ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఎ పేరెంట్, రైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద చైల్డ్హుడ్ ఇన్గ్రెయిన్ దెమ్ ద పాజిటివ్ యాటిట్యూడ్, ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ దెమ్ టు ద శాస్త్రాస్, సో దట్ their thinking changes, their outlook changes, personality changes. If I do not know any fundamentals, shastra, these texts are not taught in the schools in the name of secular education. Even some people can ask, if I read scriptures, will I get $1 million job? Will I get enough money? And will I become a big shot in the community? And it's our outlook. We always say, I become successful only when I have money. If I think I am successful when I have 6 course of meal, only stomach oriented and only body oriented, that attitude will be there. That person will be acting according to the nature. And towards in the 18th chapter, Shri Krishna says, in the 17th chapter, Shri Krishna talks about in the beginning, he says, Yajna, Dana and Karma. Everyone must do that one. Yajna, Dana and Karma and food. The type of food I get attracted, it is because of my nature. The type of austerities I do, the worship I do according to my nature, the type of tapas I do, and it is out my nature, the type of charity I do according to my nature. And in the 18th chapter, Shri Krishna says, Yajnodana tapap karma natyajyam karyam evatatam Yajnodana tapap chaiva pavanani manishinaha. He says in the 18th chapter, Yajna, Dana and Karma, Yajna, Dana and tapas, Yajna, the worship, and austerity and charity, Shri Krishna says, everyone must do that one, even it uplifts the most enlightened person. I can't say, I am an enlightened person. I have realized, I have read all the text. I need not have to do. Shri Krishna says, even if you are a realized person, you have to do that one. Two, it will purify you further. And in Mahabharata, right through the text, Shri Krishna, he showed by example. He never sat idle thinking, I am a god, why I should do? Let everyone come and serve. And he says, he did not do, he did not sit idle. Right through, he was busy, right from the beginning, right from childhood, he was very, it's a get involved, he never laid back. And yadyada charati shreshta tatta deva itaro janaha. When the leader, whatever he or she does, people blindly follow that leader. So the leader has extra responsibility in the community. How he acts, she acts or reacts, and how he leads the life, it is very important. If that person is a loose character, entire society will come down. My teacher himself is or herself is like this, why I should do? They will come down. Society value system will deteriorate. And you have to, as Sri Krishna says, that he is doing this one because if he sits idle, everyone, society will imitate. So, as a leader, as a community leader, as a community person, you have extra responsibility to act, not to just while away your time in partying and watching television. Life is very precious. And we will start off, that is the preamble for this text. And in the earlier last term, we touched upon the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There, the three ropes, Sri Krishna talks about three ropes, which binds everyone. Three ropes are called as sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Sattvic rope is like a golden rope, and it's rajasic, rajasa, rajasic rope. It is like a copper rope, and tamasic is an iron rope. And doesn't matter whether sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, they binds. It is I am bound. I only feel happy. I am bound by golden rope. But still I am bound. And in the 14th chapter, it talks about how to come out of, try to go, unshackle yourself from sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. In the 17th chapter, Sri Krishna says that when one gets bound by sattvic, rajasic or tamasic ropes, golden rope, copper rope or iron rope, how he or she acts in the society. It is not judging others, it is for improving the quality of our life. Arjuna vacha
ye shastra vidhi musrajya
yajante shraddayanvitah tesham nishtatu ka krishna sattvamaho rajastamah again ye shastra
Vidhim usrajya
yajante
shraddhayanvitah
tesham nishta
tuka krishna
sattvamaho
rajastamaha
ye shastra vidhi musrajya. One who has ignored the text, musrajya, srajya, it's also called as tyajya. One who has given up the text, not going by what the rule book says, still very committed to doing, it's a shraddha, there is a faith. With faith one does the action. It's not going by the rule book, but with faith one acts. That type of action, that nishta, that type of faith, O Krishna, is it sattvic type, rajasic type, tamasic type? And it's a very faithful and very motivated and does the action. What type of action is that one?
Shri Bhagavanuvacha
Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinam Sa Swabhavaja Satviki Rajasi Chaiva
Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrunu
Our faith is according to the gunas, according to our nature. They are called as Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. The details of this one, Shrunu, you hear these details. Our faith. And again, Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehinam Sa Swabhavaja Satviki Rajasi Chaiva Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrunu
Sattvanurupa Sarvasya
Shraddha Bhavati Bharata Shraddha Mayoyam Purusho
Yo Yashraddha Eva Sa
Sattvanurupa Sarvasya The faith is depending on the mind. And what type of person you are, it is because of the faith. Whatever faith you entertain, it is that type of person you are in. The faith, the sattva, shraddha mayoyam purusho. What type of person I am, it is because dependent on the gunas, sattvika, rajasika and tamasa. Outside we put on various masks. I belong to this tradition, I belong to this religion, I belong to this faith, and I belong to that noble parampara, I claim so many things. These are all only the mask. Only the mask I put on to hide behind that one. Whatever parampara, whatever religion, whatever denomination, whatever faith, whatever country you are from, doesn't matter. Person acts according to the mind, one's own mind. Only we put on the garb outside. My religion talks about this one. I don't agree with that one because my religion doesn't agree. And for example, I say that I belong to this religion. Nobody is belonging to any religion. Nobody. I may say I am a Hindu or I am a Muslim, I am a Christian, I am a Jew. I am only hiding behind that one. Whatever that religion says, I follow very, very minimal. I pick up bits and pieces here and there for conducive, what is appropriate for me, I pick up those ones and I say, I belong to that religion. It is, in fact, nobody belongs to any religion. We take them as a tool, as a weapon for us to act in the world. Sri Krishna slowly opens up and we hide behind the mask, saying that I belong to that one, I belong to this one, I belong to Vasudeva Kriya Yoga, and the whatever teacher says, I do whatever is right for me. I don't care what teacher says, I don't care what yoga text says. I pick up bits and pieces here and there and I say I belong to that one, and that Shraddha, that the person is according to one's mind. Shraddho mayoyam purusha yo yashraddha evacha. The faith, one entertains in the life according to the type of mind. Now, Sri Krishna, it's a 17th chapter towards the end of that one, slowly taking us, drawing us towards the concluding part, he's taking the subject to the pinnacle. Mind is important. You have ignored the mind altogether. You refuse to take ownership. You always hide behind something, saying that it's a sanction of my guru, sanction of my religion, sanction of this one. You have to take the responsibility. It's a mind. It's a mind. It's uplifting the mind. Again, repeat after me. Sattvanu rupa sarvasya.
Sattvanu rupa sarvasya.
Shraddha bhavati bharata.
Shraddha bhavati bharata.
Shraddho ayoyam purusha.
Shraddha ayoyam purusho.
Yo yashraddha evasa.
Yo yashraddha sa evasa.
And yajante sattvika devan.
Yajante sattvika devan.
Yaksha rakshansi rajasa.
Yaksha rakshansi rajasa.
Pretan bhuta ganans chanye.
Pretan bhuta ganans chanye.
Yajante tamasa janah.
Yajante tamasa janah.
Again. Yajante sattvika devan.
Yajante sattvika devan.
Yaksha rakshansi rajasah.
Yaksha rakshansi rajasah.
Pretan bhuta ganans anye.
Pretan bhuta ganans anye.
Yajante tamasa janah.
Yajante tamasa janah.
We entertain the value in our life. How sattvic person entertains, does the things sattvic person entertains. Yajante sattvika, that sattvika person with the sattvic quality entertains the things in life which is brilliant, which is glorious, which is uplifting, which is going towards the light. And divine quality, is interested in acquiring the divine quality, noble quality, purity, contentment, bliss, joy. He is or she is interested in that one. Deva, he is a divine quality. He is wanting to acquire the divine quality. And Yaksha Rakshansi Rajasaha, Rajasic quality, they entertain the shortcut. I don't care about the means, goal is important for me. They worship Yaksha Rakshansi, it's a Rakshasa, it's a, they use the influence, political influence, that influence, they bypass the rules, bypass the rules and regulations. They, it's a Yaksha Rakshansi Rajasa, that they take the arm power. They can resort to the gundas for protection, and they want to acquire the prosperity, rajasic quality. And tamasic quality, people, bhuta, preta, gana, it's like a negative force, sorcery, black magic, and devil worship. They can go to the burial ground and on a new moon, whole night they can sit there, and only to invoke the negative energy, and they are interested in that one. The sattvic people, they make sure that always think good, think positive, think noble, tread the path of light. Tamasic people, they, whatever is the way, they always tread the path of darkness. And rajasic people, only I believe what I see. This is it. I don't believe in that one. What I see, that's the only thing. Rajasic people work on the yaksha and rajasa. And Sri Krishna slowly laying the foundation on the mind. Now it is no business school or no university talks about these qualities. That is why these quality, if you want to uplift your personality, you have to dive deep into the Shastras. You have to dive deep and you have to approach a competent teacher. When you read the text, you don't understand. But you have to approach a teacher, you have to learn this one. So uplifting. And Ashastra Vihitam Ghoram.
Ashastra vihitam ghoram
tapyante ye tapojanaha
tapyante ye tapojanaha
ashastra vihitam ghoram
ashastra vihitam ghoram
and ga, it's a second ga, you have to apply the pressure. Ashastra vihitam ghoram, apply the pressure. Here, when you are applying, you are squeezing your vocal cord so that air comes out with pressure. Ashastra vihitam ghoram.
Ashastra vihitam ghoram.
Tapyante ye tapo janaha.
Tapyante ye tapo janaha.
Damba ahankara samyuktaha.
Damba ahankara samyuktaha.
And many modern texts, they say Damba Tata Da. Try to say Tata Da. Damba, that's the original text. Damba Ahankara.
Damba Ahankara.
Samyuktaha.
Samyuktaha.
Kamaraga.
Kamaraga.
Balanvitaha.
Balanvitaha.
Karshayanta.
Karshayanta
Sharirastam
Sharirastam
Bhutagrama
Bhutagrama
Achetasaha
Achetasaha
Mam Chaivanta
Mam Chaivanta
Sharirastam
Sharirastam
Tan Vidya
Tan Vidya
Asura Nishchayan
Asura Nishchayan.
These qualities, Sri Krishna talks about. Arjuna asks the question, who forsake the text and acts. He talks about, in the 16th chapter, he talks about only the Asuric quality and negative quality, people with negative quality. Here, he talks about the negative people. They forsaken the text and they act. So, Asura Nishchayan. These, if they show these qualities, it is conclude that they are of a asuric quality, negative quality, demonic quality. And what are they? Ashastra vihitam. It is not no sanction of the text. They do tapas, long tapas. That in front of, they can sit for meditation 5 hours, 10 hours, and they put up all the costumes and they can stay hungry for 24 hours, 48 hours, 62 hours. It is no sanction of the text. They do severe austerity, like what Puranas has mentioned. Many Asuri Shaktis, they have done the tapas. It is no sanction of the text. They, out of their own way, and it's a ghora, very severe austerity. Ghoram tapyante e tapo janaha. They do the austerities to whom? Why? Damba ahankara. I want to show in front of the community how well I am doing the tapas. I can stay without food for 48 hours, 62 hours. I can sit in meditation for 5 hours at a time. And it's only for the show off. I want the publicity. I want it to be in the media. Damba, ahankara, and combination of damba, only I want to show off to the people, and full of ego. Why I'm doing the tapas? I want to acquire extra energy. With this energy, I want to destroy that person. I don't care. I want to create a havoc. Many terrorists are doing the resorting to the same thing. They go into hiding. They can go into caves. For months together they get trained. And trained how to remain still, how to endure the thirst, how to endure the hunger. And it's how to lie down as if you are dead for 5 hours, 6 hours. Severe austerities they do. And only for the show off and in the with the arrogance, with the intention of destroying others. And karshayanta sharirastham, and they torture their body severely. Some people pierce the limbs also to show it's showing that I can endure the pain. I can endure the pain. Pierce the organs. Pierce karshayanta sharirastham. They torture the body. Physical body, they torture. Karshayanta sharirastham bhuta gramama achetasaham. With the intention, they create a havoc around wherever they are there. And sharirastham mam chaivanta sharirastham tan vidya asura nischayan. And they torture and himself, and they torture the divine beings also, the Supreme Lord within him also, not at all satisfied with this austerity. When we do the tapas, why we do the tapas, at the end we say, whatever good or bad I have done, and right way or wrong way, I offer it to the Lord. They don't say that one. They do only for the personal gain, personal arrogance, and only for the personal display they do. They torture themselves. Karshayanta sharirastham, karshayanta sharirastham, one who is there within the body, Supreme Lord within him also or her, not at all satisfied. These type of asuric quality, they do these type of austerities. Sri Krishna is warning us. Hope you are not falling in this category. Sri Krishna is waking us up. Your sadhana should be sattvic, not the asuric type. Sri Krishna gently waking us up. And he talks about the food, what we are eating. And we say, and without onion I can't eat. Without extra salt I can't eat. Without piece of meat I can't eat. Without extra that food I can't eat. And what I am, it is the food. Food is very important in my life. And I drive 20-50 kilometers away. I drive 1 hour to go to a restaurant, wait in the queue for 1 hour and eat the food which gets digested in 3 hours. For that, I spend 3 hours, 4 hours driving, waiting, and which gets digested within 3 hours. I spend so much of time. And according to your nature, you like type of food. What type of food you like, what type of tapas you do, worship you do, and what about what type of charity you do, I tell you in detail. Now pay attention. Sri Krishna says, Shunu, Shunu, now listen what I am going to say. Aharastvapi,
Aharastvapi,
Sarvasya,
Sarvasya,
Trividho,
Trividho,
Bhavati Priyaha,
Bhavati Priyaha,
Yajnatapa,
Yajnatapa,
Tatadhanam,
Tatadhanam,
Tesham,
Tesham,
Veda imam shrunu,
Veda imam shrunu.
The distinction, you listen to the distinction. It is not one, Veda. It's a various categories are there. You listen to the different categories. Aharastvapi, even right from the foot. Forget about your worship, or forget about your charity, forget about your tapas, austerity you do, worship you do. The basic food, type of food you are drawn, you can make out. And in English also there is a saying, tell me what type of food you are eating, I can tell you what type of person you are. And in Hindi it is there, Jaisa Ann, Aisa Man. You are what you eat. In English also is there. You are what you eat. I eat the type of food I eat. It tells you the framework of your mind, framework of your personality. And aharastvapi sarvasya, among all sarvasya, trivido bhavati, three types of bhavati, priyaha, three types of food are dear to them. And so is yajna, austerity, their worship, austerity and charity they do, they according to their nature. And Shri Krishna and takes up the first one, and I have covered up to the 7th, 8th we'll do, and from here we have to go slow. I have covered up to 7 quickly, and 8th one I will just introduce, and from here now we have to go very slowly. Ayu sattva,
ayu sattva,
bhala rogya,
bhala rogya,
sukha priti,
sukha priti,
vivardhanaha,
vivardhanaha,
rasya snigdha,
rasya snigdha,
sthira hridya,
sthira hridya,
ahara,
ahara,
sattvika priyaha,
sattvika priyaha.
The person who is wanting to tread the path of light, what type of food is dear to that person? Ayu sattva, and ayu which is helpful for good health. And some people they say, I don't care, I can die 5 years before early, I don't care, I want to just enjoy the food. Whatever I am eating, I should enjoy. Even I die 10 years before, I don't care. And it is not the sattvic type person talking about. Ayu sattvam. I want to, which the food, which enhances the health, which enhances the lifespan. Ayu sattva, full of nourishment. Full of amrit is doing the food science. These are the things which you won't be studying even if you do PhD. This one you can incorporate in your studies. Ayu, the food which is good for the health, lifespan, and full of vitality, nutrition, bala, which enhances the strength. Not only strength of the body, mind. Some food, when you eat some food, very tasty, but makes your mind very dull. No energy after that. It strengthens your mind, body, makes you very light, feel very light. Bala arogyam, bala arogyam, you feel very healthy. Your bowel movement is good, digestion is good, there is no bloating, no acidity formation, no gastric formation. Food gets digested very quickly. Sukha priti, it gives me when there is no gas buildup or acidity or gastric problem, constipation problem, mind becomes very calm. When you have a good bowel movement, you feel very relieved in the mind also. Sukha priti, vivardhana, sukha priti, sukha priti, and one enjoys the happiness in life. Sukha priti vivardhanaham. Rasya snigdha sthira hridya ahara sattvika priyaha. And it's full of nutrition. Rasya snigdha, it's a firm food. It's a fresh food. Snigdha sthira hridya. One gives the delight to the heart. Sthira hridya ahara sattvika priyaha. The person who is drawn towards wanting to progress in the life, tread the path of light, wants, that takes up the food according to these qualities. Very, it's in the Mahabharata, I will టచ్ అపాన్ దిస్ వన్ అండ్ ఇన్ ద మహాభారత భీష్మాచార్య డిడ్ 475 years ఆఫ్ స్టడీస్. హీ వెంట్ టు బృహస్పతి ఆచార్య దేవర్షి, హీ వెంట్ టు దేవలోక టు స్టడీ అండ్ హీ స్టడీడ్ విత్ పరశురామ ఫోర్ డికేడ్స్. హీ స్టడీడ్ ఎట్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ పరశురామ. సో వెల్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ భీష్మాచార్య. అండ్ ఇన్ ద కౌరవ కోర్ట్ వెన్ ఇన్ ద దుర్యోధన వాంటెడ్ టు కవెట్ ద వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ ద పాండవాస్ అండ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర హిస్ ఫాదర్ టోల్డ్ హిమ్ పాండవాస్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు గెట్ మనీ అండ్ వెల్త్ అండ్ హీ సెడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఎనఫ్ వెల్త్ బట్ ఐఎమ్ వెరీ జెలస్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ ద వెల్త్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ దెమ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ దేర్ లైఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ ఎవ్రీ వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్ అండ్ హౌ టు గెట్ దట్ వన్ అండ్ శకుని మై డియర్ అంకల్ శకుని హీ సెడ్ హీ క్యాన్ హెల్ప్ అస్ హీ నోస్ హౌ టు ప్లే ద డైస్ అండ్ చీట్ అండ్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర సెంట్ అన్ ఇన్విటేషన్ టు యుధిష్ఠిర టు కమ్ అండ్ ప్లే ద డైస్ గేమ్ డైస్ గేమ్ యూ గ్యాంబల్ డైస్ ఈస్ ఎ నథింగ్ బట్ గ్యాంబల్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సీ మై చిల్డ్రన్ ప్లేయింగ్ ద గ్యాంబ్లింగ్ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ అండ్ హీ సెండ్ దిస్ మెసేజ్ త్రూ విదుర అండ్ విదుర వెన్ హీ కన్వేడ్ హీ సెడ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ బట్ యాజ్ అంకల్ ఐఎమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ గో బట్ యుధిష్ఠిర హ్యావింగ్ ఎ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు ద అంకల్ హిస్ ధృతరాష్ట్ర హీ ఆల్సో దట్ హ్యాడ్ ఎ వో హీ హ్యాడ్ టేకన్ అ వో దట్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీ వన్ సీక్రెట్లీ హీ హ్యాడ్ డన్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీ వన్ ఇన్వైట్స్ మీ ఫర్ అ గ్యాంబల్ ఐ వోంట్ రిఫ్యూజ్ because everyone before starting he was very sure that he was of such a noble quality nobody will invite he made a weird promise now when that person invited he blindly followed him to the court Yudhishthira Dhritarashtra's court and there in the last minute they changed the rule and Duryodhana said I won't be playing instead of me my uncle Shakuni will play. He changed the rules. Yudhishthira did not comment on that one. And when he started playing, he did not know how to play the game also. And Shakuni, he's every time. And he played and he used to say, it's what you want to keep it as a, it's a, on gamble. And as a king, he initially started off with all my elephants I will keep it and Shakuni I have won next what do you want to keep all my horses he played yes I have won what do you want to keep and one by one all my wealth I have won and everything he lost now Dhritarashtra said I don't have anything now Shakuni prompted why do you say you don't have anything You have your Nakula is there, your brother. Okay, I lost Nakula. Yes, he said, Shakuni said, I won. Nakula is my slave now. And then Sahadeva, then Arjuna also. And then Bhima, he pledged Bhima. Then he pledged. And what do you want to pledge now? And pledged, and he pledged... himself he and he lost and Shakuni did not stop there and you have Draupadi why don't you pledge and Yudhishthira agreed and he lost Draupadi also and Draupadi now Duryodhana said go and bring her here and Draupadi she was on a monthly cycle she was not supposed to come to the court but he sent one demon to bring him and Draupadi said go and ask the question whether Yudhishthira lost first or I lost first go and ask that question. This person, the demon, he thought it's a too complicated question, he returned. Then he sent Dushasana, and he dragged her to the court. And Draupadi, in front of only Yudhishthira, Vidura, I condemn this one, with both arms up, I condemn. It is not becoming of a king to allow this one in front of all the elders. And Bhishmacharya is here. And why he can't resist? Bhishmacharya was silent. The Draupadi asked Dronacharya and Bhishma, now you are our grandfather. Why are you sitting idle? Do you think it is right to gamble? And what they have done, is it right? He did not utter a word. And after the battle was over, at the end, when Bhishmacharya was reclining on the bed of arrows, and he spoke in the Shanti Parva about 20,000 verses of advice to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, he was telling, as a king, what you have to do, what is a Raja Dharma, what you have to do, how to look after your subjects. And 20,000 verses in front of Lord Shri Krishna, he talked. And Vishnu Sahasranam also he talked. Then Draupadi asked him laughingly, you are so knowledgeable person, you spoke at length. What were you doing? What happened to you in that court? When they dragged me in, when I asked the question, you were silent. Now you are talking so at length. And where were you at that time? He said, folded his hands. Yes, at that time, my mind was polluted because I was eating the food offered by Duryodhana. The food, whom you take the food, it has an impact on the mind. Be mindful where you eat your food. Not just anyone invites the food, a free food, do not jump in to take. You have to be mindful of where the food comes from, who is cooking, whether the money that person has earned is a legitimate money. Because what Bhishmacharya he says, the food I ate, it polluted my mind. Now all the blood has come off. Mind has become pure again. And here in the Ayusattvam, it says that one, as a seeker of the higher things, we should be mindful of what we are eating. All 8 shlokas we'll repeat. I will touch upon the 8th shloka again next week. Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna Vacha.
Ye Shastra Vidhi Musrujya.
Ye Shastra Vidhi Musrujya.
Yajante Shraddhayan Vithaha.
Yajante Shraddhayan Vithaha.
Tesham Nishta Tuka Krishna.
Tesham Nishta Tuka Krishna.
Sattva Maho Rajastamaha.
Sattva Maho Rajastamaha.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Trivida
Bhavati Shraddha.
Trivida Bhavati Shraddha.
Dehi Namsa Swabhavaja.
Dehi Namsa Swabhavaja.
Satviki Rajasi Chaiva.
Satviki Rajasi Chaiva.
Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrunu.
Tamasi Cheti Tam Shrunu.
Sattvanurupa Sarvasya.
Sattvanurupa Sarvasya.
Shraddha Bhavati Bharata.
Shraddha Bhavati Bharata.
Shraddha Mayo Yam Purusho.
Shraddha Mayo Yam Purusho.
Yo Yashraddha Evasa.
Yo Yashraddha Sa Evasa.
Yajante Satvika Devan.
Yajante Satvika Devan.
Yaksharakshansi Rajasa.
Yaksharakshansi Rajasa.
Pretan Bhuta Ganaschanye.
Pretan Bhuta Ganaschanye.
ಯಜಂತೆ ತಾಮಸ ಜನಾಃ
ಯಜಂತೆ ತಾಮಸ ಜನಾಃ
ಅಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಹಿತಂ ಘೋರಂ
ಅಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಹಿತಂ ಘೋರಂ
ತಪ್ಯಂತೆ ಯೇ ತಪೋ ಜನಾಃ
ತಪ್ಯಂತೆ ಯೇ ತಪೋ ಜನಾಃ
ಡಂಬ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಸಂಯುಕ್ತಃ
ಡಂಬ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಸಂಯುಕ್ತಃ
ಕಾಮರಾಗ ಬಲಾನ್ವಿತಃ
ಕಾಮರಾಗ ಬಲಾನ್ವಿತಃ
ಕರ್ಷಯಂತ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ
ಕರ್ಷಯಂತ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ
ಭೂತಗ್ರಾಮಮಚೇತಸ
ಭೂತಗ್ರಾಮಮಚೇತಸ
ಮಾಂ ಚೈವಾಂತ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ
ಮಾಂ ಚೈವಾಂತ ಶರೀರಸ್ಥಂ
ತಾನ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅಸುರ ನಿಶ್ಚಯಾನ್
ತಾನ್ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅಸುರ ನಿಶ್ಚಯಾನ್
ಆಹಾರಸ್ತ್ವಪಿ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ
ಆಹಾರಸ್ತ್ವಪಿ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯ
ತ್ರಿವಿಧೋ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ
ತ್ರಿವಿಧೋ ಭವತಿ ಪ್ರಿಯಃ
ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ತಪ ತಥಾ ಧಾನಂ
ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ತಪ ತಥಾ ಧಾನಂ
ತೇಷಾಂ ಭೇದ ಇಮಾಂ ಶೃಣು
ತೇಷಾಂ ಭೇದ ಇಮಾಂ ಶೃಣು
ಆಯುಸ್ಸತ್ವ ಬಲಾರೋಗ್ಯ
ಆಯುಸ್ಸತ್ವ ಬಲಾರೋಗ್ಯ
ಸುಖ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ವಿವರ್ಧನಾಃ
ಸುಖ ಪ್ರೀತಿ
ವಿವರ್ಧನಾಃ ರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧ ಸ್ಥಿರ ಹೃದಯ
ರಸ್ಯ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧ ಸ್ಥಿರ ಹೃದಯ
ಆಹಾರ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಪ್ರಿಯ
ಆಹಾರ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಪ್ರಿಯ
ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ
ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ
ಪುಲ್ಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯ ತಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ
ಪುಲ್ಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯ ತಪತ್ರ ನೇತ್ರ
ಏನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ
ಏನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ
ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ
ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪಃ